This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. This is a season to be starstruck on Broadway. There's James Franco as a migrant worker in Of Mice and Men, Michelle Williams and Alan Cumming as the center characters of a new revival of Cabaret, and Neil Patrick Harris as a transgender East Berlin rocker in Hedwig and the Angry Inch. And it's a season to see stars misbehave as well a little bit. Here with some reviews and gossip are two theater critics, Joe Domanowitz of the Daily News and Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post. Welcome to you both.
Thanks very much.
Hello.
Let's start with Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which became a Twitter battle for the two of you. It's like the newspaper wars here. Joe, you called it sensational. Elizabeth, you wrote in your tweet that Neil Patrick Harris doesn't feel it.
No, I don't think so. He's working it, but he's not feeling it. The guy is not a rocker. There's so much effort in his performance. I never went past the fact that it was Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, and I look at that piece as a fairy tale wrapped in rock. Hedwig is ultimately born out of a wound, which is where we all come from. And to me, he captured the anguish just right, and I believed it.
Now, this is about a East Berlin rock singer who goes through a traumatic surgery to become a woman and comes to America with her lover. It's kind of an intense topic for Broadway, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, it's not The Sound of Music. Here's the thing about Hedwig. A colleague at work has been talking about it because I've been talking about it. I love the production. So she's at her desk saying, oh, I want to get tickets for my mother. That's the reality of Hedwig. It's a search for self-discovery. It's a search for being comfortable in your own skin and in your own voice. And who can't relate to that?
Now, James Franco is starring in Of Mice and Men, based on the 1937 book by John Steinbeck. It's his Broadway debut. Your verdict there?
I thought he gave a sturdy performance, confident, straight up. The thing about his character, George, he's a migrant worker. The thing that makes George extraordinary, because he's not extraordinary in any way, is Lenny. That's the lone thing that makes him extraordinary. So some people praised Chris O'Dowd as kind of eclipsing Franco. It's the show of your role. That's the way it's built. Watching this show, what I took away is that Franco actually has a confidence on stage and a face that actually reads very expressively.
Okay, I completely disagree on that one. I think Franco may have confidence, but it's completely misplaced confidence. He's absolutely not there on stage. He's starting his stuff. It's a vacuum. There's nothing behind that pretty boy facade. And I actually love the production. The production itself, I think, is beautiful and really, really well directed. But there's a huge problem in that production, and that's James Franco.
Speaking of Franco, he got upset with a reviewer, Ben Brantley, in the New York Times, and they kind of had a little screaming match on Twitter.
Right.
Well, that's James Franco. I think, actually, when I saw that, I feel like he's always tweeting in his head when he's on stage. Like, his just head is not there.
Maybe he's just spontaneous, and frankly, if he wants to have a conversation from the other side of the stage, I don't know. Critics would probably welcome feedback.
I do like that, actually, that he did that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's something to be said about, listen, we're giving our 2 cents, or, you know, maybe the Times is 3 cents, you know, at this point. But I like the notion that a star, and as we keep talking about, he's a star, would take the time to let us know that he reads the reviews. So many stars say, I don't read reviews. I don't believe it. They do.
Well, maybe you'll get tweets after today's interview. Now, Cabaret opened yesterday. It's a revival of the 1966 musical, which has had several revivals since then. Michelle Williams plays the lead, famously played by Liza Minnelli in the movie. It's also Michelle's Broadway debut. The new production is directed by Sam Mendes. And it also stars Alan Cumming, who was in the 1998 revival. I saw that one. That was amazing. Is this the same show?
Yes.
It's a revival.
It's a revival of a revival.
Yeah. I'm actually going to see it tonight, so I'm very excited.
A revival squared.
Well, you've already seen it.
Yeah. I'll see it again.
Right.
With one big difference, and that's Michelle Williams.
Small difference. Is how yes. I'm a huge fan. I think Michelle Williams is exactly like the 2013-2014 season. Started really slow and really
very
disappointingly
tentative.
And then found a strong finish, because that's what yes. we've seen happening in the last few weeks, I think. She's very wispy, but she finds her own finally, sort of when it counts the most, on the title song. By that time, it's very late in the evening. She sort of disappears on stage. She's very blonde, very tiny, and they have her in a pink getup. She sort of looks like a tiny dancing doll.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. She, you can't really say that she owns the stage. She's kind
she's
of
renting.
She's renting the stage
by the hour.
She's renting the stage, but she has a certain charm that worked for me. But again, yes, I agree that it gets she gets better and better and better as the show goes along because she has to do more acting as opposed to delivering a number, which I don't think is her thing.
It's not a memorable performance, even though it's her
debut.
It's
not an embarrassing one.
Not at all. But the interesting thing is, and while she's not a big star or a triple Oscar nominee like Michelle Williams, I was drawn to Linda Emond, who plays the landlady. Unlike Michelle, every time Linda Emond was on that stage and opened her mouth and sang beautifully, the stakes were raised.
I think Alan Cumming is, I think we all know he's the big star. There's a sense that he completely gets the character.
He is the king of creepy charisma.
He really is. He's absolutely fantastic in that show.
The point about Cabaret is that musicals this good, so entertaining, so tuneful, with something to say. Musical dramas are bears. They're really hard to pull off. It's a really good show. So if we're going to get a copy of a copy, and it doesn't, it's not quite there, I still recommend
A revival of a true blue masterpiece. I think we can use that word for that show. It's a masterpiece. It is flawless. That show is flawless.
Here to take us out is Liza Minnelli singing the iconic title song from Cabaret from the 1972 movie. Joe Domanowitz is the theater critic of the Daily News and Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Post. Thank you to you both.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret.